to me. Right back.
Have you no shame? Is nothing sacred?
The what? In the supermarket?
No, you never got...
Suture.
Suture.
Thank you, nurse.
You're welcome.
Apart from Car World and...
It's for you. Some pretty...
The ABC presents Graham Kennedy's R.S. Playhouse. A deep and meaningful...
Various age...
Written by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. The work silently beckoned.
Hey. Wake up. Come on. Come on. Hey, wake up.
Oh.
Stop it. Wake up.
Oh.
No, stop it. Have some coffee. How do you feel?
Terrible. I don't know. How do I feel?
Stop it. Drink the coffee.
Yeah. Turn the light off.
It's off.
Well, turn the wallpaper off.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, God, what time is it? Don't tell me.
What?
What time is it?
7:30.
Why didn't you wake me?
I did.
Not now, then.
When?
Early.
It is early.
No, I mean early, early. 1, 2 o'clock early.
You weren't asleep at 2 o'clock, remember?
No.
Thank you.
I was drunk.
Thanks again.
No, I mean, I gotta go. Where are my socks?
What?
Socks, you know, socks. Shoe things, feet gloves.
Oh, your socks.
Yes, my socks. Where are they? Damn. This always happens. 7:30, I can never find my bloody socks.
Try your wallet.
Don't be ridiculous. My feet won't fit in my wallet. What the hell are you talking about?
Last night you put your socks in your wallet.
Did I? Why?
You said so you'd know where to find them for once.
Right, good thinking. Right, now, where's my wallet? Come on, where's my wallet?
I don't know.
Damn.
Your pocket?
Pocket. I'm naked. I'm not Skippy, you know.
Your pants?
Right. Trousers. Damn. Where are my trousers?
On the floor.
Floor. Floor. Right. Pocket. Pocket. Damn. What time is it? Don't tell me. My jacket. Where's my jacket?
On the floor.
Floor. Floor. Got it? Got it. Hold on. Damn. My wallet. Can you help me find the wallet? What time is it? Don't tell me. Just look for the wallet. Hold on. Got it. Thank God.
Where was it?
In my shoe.
Why'd you put your wallet in your shoe?
Because it's got my bloody socks in it, of course.
Oh. Where's your accent?
What?
Your American accent. Last night you had an American accent.
Don't be ridiculous, I didn't. Did I?
What's your name?
Eh?
Last night, what did you tell me your name was?
Oh, well, yeah. If you can't remember, I'm not going
I can remember.
Good for you. Big tick in the memory department. I gotta go. What's the time?
7:32.
Damn!
What's my name?
Where's my other shoe?
Come on, what's my name?
Oh, well, if you can't remember, I'm not going to tell you. Where's my bloody shoe?
It's Liz Goodwin.
Big tick again. I knew that. What's the time?
And you're not Harold Robbins, are you?
Huh?
Last night, when you were an American, you said you were Harold Robbins.
Oh, yes. Well, I gotta go.
You were very sweet. You even signed one of my books.
Did I?
See? You wrote, I wrote it for you, yours ever, Harold Robbins.
What's the book?
The Street Directory.
Look, I gotta go.
You signed this one, too.
I autographed the telephone book, Harold Robbins.
Look what you wrote.
Oh, God. To dear Liz, the lady for whom my bell tolls, signed, the late Ernest Hemingway. Look, I'm sorry. I was a bit pissed.
It's all right. I'm only teasing.
Look at the time. I've got to go. Please, stop hiding my shoe from me.
So if you're not really Harold Robbins, you're not really in Australia researching a book about the battle between the CIA and the Mafia to take over the Vegemite factory?
Well, no, I...
And you didn't actually fly your private pink Lear jet in from Acapulco to escape all those plastic starlets who'll do anything, I mean, absolutely anything, to get a part in one of your pictures?
Oh, God, I...
And what a joy it was to meet a sincere, honest, natural Aussie girl, just like the ones Pop met when he was here during the war.
Oh, no, please.
And we had to use my Volkswagen because your Aston Martin was still in quarantine in Monaco. Either that or Princess Grace was still out shopping in it.
Look, please, I'm sorry. It's so embarrassing. You don't understand. I've got to go.
Why?
Because I'm... Just because.
Because you're married.
What?
You're married, aren't you?
Well, a bit. Sort of. Yes.
Boy, are you in trouble.
I know I'm in trouble.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I would have sent you home.
That's why I didn't tell you.
Not before. After.
Really? You mean I didn't have to be Harold Robbins, the bachelor?
Look, we're both grown-up people. I like you. You're funny. Whether you're Harold Robbins, the late Ernest Hemingway, or what is your name?
Colin.
Hello, Colin.
Pleased to meet you, Liz.
Don't shake hands, Colin.
Sorry.
You don't shake hands with a girl after you've spent all night introducing yourself to her in bed?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just a bit, tense.
I can see that, Colin.
It's that obvious?
It is. You just put on my cottontails.
Damn. Sorry. What am I going to do?
Don't wear them home.
No, apart from that.
Take them off.
No, I can't. Where are mine? Are you wearing them?
No.
Well, someone else must be. They're not here. They've been stolen.
Calm down. They're probably in the bed somewhere.
Right. What colour were they?
I don't know.
Well, they've got to be here somewhere.
Why don't you look in your wallet?
Don't be ridiculous. Wallets are for socks. Stop panicking. It's okay. Calm down. Everything's under control. I found them.
Why did you pull them over my wig stand?
Well, it was staring at me.
You're crazy. Colin.
What?
Before you put your knickers on.
What?
Take mine off.
Good thinking. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you do this often?
What?
This. Us. Do you do it often?
Of course not. I'm a married man. I'm usually home by midnight. One at the latest.
What does your wife say?
Nothing.
Why?
Well, she's usually asleep.
You mean this isn't unusual? I'm just one of many? Another asterisk in your teledex.
No, look, I'm a good husband. I don't normally screw around. I get drunk.
Why?
I drink too much. Ow!
What's wrong?
Bloody zip.
Oh, nasty. Am I going to see you again?
Well, it's not up to me, is it?
Why?
It's up to my wife.
What are you going to say to her?
Oh, something chirpy and confident like, good morning, dear.
And that's all?
And I'll probably follow that up with some chirpy and confident, incoherent babbling. I don't know what I'm going to say. I mean, what do you say when you arrive home at 9 o'clock in the morning? Geez, where's the car?
Eh?
My car, where did I leave it?
Oh, the Aston Martin.
The clapped Falcon.
Princess Grace goes shopping in a clapped Falcon.
I can't remember where I left it. I've got the key. How did we get here?
My car.
Damn.
You couldn't find yours.
Oh, damn.
Besides, you said the Mafia had probably planted a bomb in it anyway.
A car park. It must be in a car park. I remember getting out in a car park and tripping over a cat.
It was the road outside the flat here and it was a dog.
No, it wasn't, because I can distinctly remember tipping the car park attendant.
It was the milkman and you gave him $10.
Oh, God. What did he do?
Gave you a crate of chocolate milk.
I must have been out of my brain. I hate chocolate milk.
That's why you left a carton outside every flat in the block.
Did I?
Then you shouted, when Harold Robbins drinks chocolate milk, the world drinks chocolate milk.
Oh, God.
And fell down the stairs.
Did I hurt myself?
No, you landed on the dog.
What dog?
The dog I was holding.
I landed on the dog and you? Why were you holding a dog?
You gave it to me. Because you couldn't fit it down the garbage chute.
Oh. What time is it, by the way? I just thought of something.
What?
Where am I?
Hey, you're in my flat.
I know that, but where is it?
What?
What's the address? What street am I in?
Right now, I'd say you're in Dire Straits.
Eh?
A joke.
I don't get it.
You're in Cromwell Road.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's not far.
You live in South Yarra, too?
South Yarra? No, I live in Croydon.
That's miles away.
From anywhere.
Why do you live in Croydon?
How do I know why I live in Croydon? What sort of question's that? I don't know. I just do. I wish I lived here.
Why?
Well, then I wouldn't be in all this trouble. I'd be home already. Oh, if only I could remember where I put my car. It must be around here somewhere. Maybe it's under the bed.
Your car?
My shirt. I can't find it.
Oh.
That wasn't an ordinary oh, was it, Liz? That was a look out now I've done it oh.
Yes.
You stupid woman, now you've done it. You ruined my marriage.
Don't shout at me, Colin, whatever your name is. You don't even know what I've done yet.
I know you've done it, though. Now, what is it?
Just before I woke you.
Yes, go on.
I washed your shirt.
Yes, and?
Well, that's it.
Well, that's all right.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because now it's dripping wet.
You stupid woman, you really are trying to ruin my marriage, aren't you? I can't wear it like that. I mean, I don't mind you washing it, but you have to get it all wet.
Now listen, fella, you're the one who said he was Harold Robbins. I didn't know you were married. You're dead bloody lucky I washed it. How would you be going home with your shirt covered in makeup and lipstick and saying you got drunk and fell asleep in your car?
Hey, that's a good idea. No, it's not. I can't find the car. I fell asleep in the taxi.
Oh, sure. The cabbie drove around Melbourne all night, picking up fares with you flaked in the back seat.
I suppose you're right. She'd never believe it. She'd believe the other one, though. If I could find the car. The hairdryer. I'll use the hairdryer.
I don't have a hairdryer.
Bullshit. Every woman in the world's got a hairdryer.
I don't.
Well, buy one.
I use hot rollers.
That'll do. Wrap the shirt in hot rollers.
You'd look like a poodle. Don't worry. I'll iron it dry.
Iron it dry. What a terrific idea. Will it work?
Of course it'll work.
Well, hurry. Go on.
Now, listen, Hector, Harold, Colin, whatever your name is, what's the matter with you? Are you suddenly crippled that you can't use an iron? Jeez, I'd hate to be your wife.
Don't drag my wife into this mess you've gotten me into. My wife's all right. At least she doesn't go around breaking up my marriage by washing my shirt behind my back.
What?
Well, I know what I mean. It's just that I don't understand what I said. Damn. Bloody shoelace broke.
I don't believe you. You're a walking disaster. Cyclone Tracy was a breath of fresh air compared to you.
It's just that I'm a bit agitated. Where's the iron?
You won't find it under the bed.
I'm looking for the other end of the shoelace. Oh, why did I have to drop the long bit? You would have a brown carpet, wouldn't you?
It's still hanging out of your shoe.
That's the other shoe. That one broke yesterday. It's got to be here somewhere.
If you find that you just can't cope with shoelaces, why don't you buy slip-on shoes?
I've got some.
Well, why don't you wear them?
I can't. I lost one.
How do you lose one shoe?
A bus ran over it. Got it. Thank God for that. Damn, bloody thing won't go through the hole now. The end's gone all furry.
Look, I know I shouldn't ask, but how did a bus run over your shoe?
Well, I was in a traffic jam, and there was this fly in the car. and it was driving me crazy, so I took off my shoe and went to hit it. But the window was open, and it flew out the window.
The fly?
The shoe. The fly stayed inside. It hid in the glove box. Then the lights turned green, and the bus ran over it. Where's the iron?
I'll do it. I couldn't stand the tension.
She'll believe that, won't she?
What?
I fell asleep in the car. But I didn't ring her. Well, the least I could have done was ring her. I should have known she'd be worried. I thought you'd be asleep. I didn't want to wake you. Don't be ridiculous. I should have known that she can't sleep when she doesn't know where I am. I tried to ring, but the phones were broken. Rubbish. Am I trying to tell her that every phone in Melbourne is broken?
What on earth are you babbling about?
She'll believe it. It's a watertight story. She's got to believe it.
Why?
It's the only one I've got. She'll believe it, won't she?
Don't worry. It's a great story, and she'll believe it because she wants to.
Why?
Because the alternative is too horrible. Besides, it's very feasible that you should get drunk and go to sleep in your car. I mean, you don't want to take the risk of driving in that condition, do you?
Good point. Good point. Of course I don't. And there's also no phone in the car, so I couldn't ring her, could I?
No.
No. Well, there you are. It's a walk-in. I'm home and hosed. It's a foolproof alibi. Not even Columbo could crack that.
There is one small detail.
What?
The car.
Damn.
You must have some idea where you left it. You just can't lose a car.
No, I'll find it. Of course I'll find it. In the whole city, there can't be that many clapped-out grey falcons with the white sun visor and a German shepherd in the back. Oh, Jesus, the dog.
You have a dog called Jesus?
No, Trevor.
He's called Trevor?
Well, what's wrong with that? I called him Trevor because he's a failed police dog.
Of course.
He flunked running. He's got a coordination problem. Sitting or standing, he barks whenever you want him to. But tell him to run and bark at the same time and he just gets confused and falls over.
That figures.
He really tries hard. You can see him frowning. Oh, that's awful. I shouldn't have left him in the car all night. Poor old Trev gets really angry when he's hungry.
He won't bite anyone, will he?
Bite anyone? He bites me. With little old ladies, kids, cripples and other guys, he's gentle as a lamb. But with me, straight for the throat. It embarrasses hell out of me at obedience classes. All the other owners say sit and their dogs sit, not Trev. You know, I'm the only guy at obedience class who gives all his commands from up in a tree. How's the shirt going?
The iron's not hot yet. Oh. Calm down. Stop pacing around and peeking through the blinds. Have some coffee. Would you like another cup of coffee?
What's this?
What?
This thing here. I'm sorry. I broke it. What was it?
It was a very rare Eskimo fertility statue, carved from the jawbone of a polar bear in the late 18th century.
Araldite will fix it. Have you got any araldite? I'll just...
Put it down.
Sorry.
Touch anything.
No, right. Sorry.
Sit down.
Yes. The iron hot yet?
Almost.
I've got to go, you know. Every minute that passes is another nail in my credibility coffin.
What?
What am I going to feed the dog? Where'd you get it?
What?
The Eskimo thing that fell apart. I thought polar bears would have been stronger than that.
I got it in Alaska.
Have you been there? What's it like with all the snow and ice and everything?
Cold.
Oh. Hey, you know you got a cigarette burn in your carpet here?
I know.
It's a bad one. Goes right through to the boards. Why'd you go to Alaska? Do you eat a lot of carrots?
What sort of question's that?
Well, there's a bit of carrot here under the hole in your carpet.
Will you stop fiddling with the carpet? Take your finger out.
Sorry. Why'd you go there?
Part of my job. I go to various places to check it out for tours and things.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. You're a travel agent, of course.
Look, when you're not being Harold Robbins, what do? You do work, don't you?
I'm a journalist. Sports mainly. But this week I'm on aviation. Bob, the regular guy, is in hospital. He was doing a story on airport safety and fell off the fire engine.
That's why you were at the Qantas thing last night.
Yeah, free grog. Is it drying out?
Yes.
Look at the time. What time is it?
Look, relax. It's nearly finished. Another 5 minutes and you can go.
She'll be ringing people. She'll ring work. My mother. She'll ring her mother for sure. No, she would have done all the ringing by now. She'll be out looking for me, I bet you. She's like a bloodhound, my wife. She's here.
She's not.
She is. She's here. She's at the door. Quick, hide.
I live here.
Well, hide me and stop panicking.
I'm not panicking.
Well, someone is. I can feel it.
Oh, for...
Don't open the door.
Look, Colin.
Find out who it is first.
Who is it?
Me.
It is her. She always says that. I'm dead. Don't open the door.
Will you just shut up? It's only Debbie from next door. She's probably melted her hot rollers again.
Hello. I've melted my hot rollers again.
Come in, Debbie.
Look, I'm really sorry, Liz. It wasn't my fault this time. I didn't do anything. I'm sure the electricity's funny in my flat. So can I borrow yours?
Yes, all right. But I'll need them back in a couple...
There's a man hiding under your coffee table. Just act natural. I'll go and get Bob.
Debbie.
Shh. Thank you for the hot rollers, Liz. You're an exceptional friendly neighbour. Gosh, it's nice living here, what with having so many nice neighbours who can hear the slightest scream.
Debbie, Colin, come out from under there. Debbie, this is Colin. Colin, Debbie.
Hello.
G'day.
I'll get the rollers.
Do you know Liz, do you?
Yes.
Oh, so do I. What are you cooking? It smells terrific.
I'm not cooking it. Damn bugger, damn blast pup.
Something wrong?
My shirt. Oh, look at it.
Oh, wow.
Liz?
What's the matter? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Look at it, a bloody great hole through.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colin.
It's her fault. It's your fault. You're trying to ruin my marriage with her hot rollers.
I'm not. I've never even met your marriage.
Oh, shut up.
Colin, it was my fault. Let her go.
What am I going to do?
It's only a shirt.
Only a shirt. Do you know what this shirt represents? Half the house and $40 a week for the rest of my bloody life.
Oh, wow, that's pricey. Bob shirt only cost $20.
Shut up, you stupid woman.
Colin, put it down. Debbie, don't cry. I couldn't stand it.
I'm not going to cry.
I am. How am I going to convince her that I flaked in the car with a hot iron on my chest?
What car?
Tell her Trevor did it.
Right. Wrong. There's no electricity in the car. There's no iron. I could buy one.
You can borrow mine. Who's Trevor?
Shut up. She'll never... She's going to kill me.
Who's she?
His wife.
In that case, you must be married.
Yes.
And last night you didn't go... You stayed. You and Liz... You...
Yes.
Oh, wow. I know. Why don't you tell he got drunk and fell asleep in the car? That's a good one. I've heard that lots of times.
Thanks, Debbie. But if you'd really like to be a big help...
What?
Don't try and help.
Okay. Hey, someone left some chocolate milk outside my door last night.
It was him.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I tried in it. Shot straight up my pantyhose, all sticky and horrible.
Sorry.
I had to have another shower. That's why I'm late to borrow your rollers.
Will you shut up about the chocolate milk and the pantyhose? I'm a desperate man.
What's going on here?
It's the cops.
Calm down.
I told you she'd find me somehow. See, she's called the cops out after me. All right, I give up. I surrender. Take me home.
Colin.
He's not the cops. He's Bob, my hubby.
Why is he wearing a police uniform?
Because he's a cop, of course. And Bob.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Bob. Bob, this is Colin.
G'day.
Yeah.
Come on, Debbie. See you later, Liz.
Oh, we can't go now. Colin's in big trouble.
Why?
He's married.
I know how he feels.
No, you don't.
You don't either, Bob. You see, he's not married to Liz.
So?
He's married to someone else. Another girl.
My keen policeman's brain had managed to work that one out, Debbie.
And he stayed with Liz last night, and he's trying to blame this Trevor chappie for burning his shirt, but he didn't. I saw it all. And he's the chocolate milkman, too.
Oh, I see. So you're up that famous creek, mate.
Yeah.
Viera?
Shut up, Debbie. Come on, I'll be late. See you, Liz, and see you.
Bye, Bob. Goodbye, Debbie.
Oh, well, we'll be going then. Bob has to go to work and arrest people and put them in jail and things. That's why he's got a gun. It's a real one, too.
Shut up, Debbie.
Goodbye, Debbie.
Ah.
Bob, could you arrest Colin?
Traitor, snake in the bed, you Eskimo lover.
Quiet, Colin. Could you, Bob? Could you arrest him?
What for?
Last night. If he'd got drunk and maybe tried to punch you or something, you would have arrested him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but he didn't.
Huh?
Do it now. Go on, punch him. I'll do it for you. He can't arrest me.
Shut up, Debbie.
So, could you arrest him now? You know, a fake arrest, and then call his wife to pick him up from the police station as if he's been there all night?
Fantastic. I'll do it. You're a genius. I love you.
Yeah, hold on. I'll have to write a fake charge sheet and... Yeah, I can do that. You're under arrest, mate.
Thank you. Oh, God bless you.
I don't understand. You can't arrest a man with a burnt shirt. He's still paying it off.
Shut up, Debbie. Go and do your hair. I'll meet you in 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
5 minutes. In the car park, right, mate?
Right. Check. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bye. Colin?
Yeah?
Take your shirt and get out of my life.
Look, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're a nice guy. I like you. We had a terrific time, but I just can't take the tension that surrounds you, Colin. It's like living in a phone booth with the Marx Brothers.
I'm sorry. Can I see you again?
No. Sorry.
Oh. Well, give us a kiss then.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Right, sit down there.
There?
No, not there. That's evidence.
The chair?
Yeah, some bloke killed his missus with it.
Really? Oh, it doesn't look any worse the wear for it.
You ought to see his missus.
Bad?
You don't come much badder than dead.
Oh, of course.
Sit over there.
What, in a high chair?
No, behind it.
What's the high chair for?
Evidence.
Don't tell me there's been another riot at the preschool.
No, the ice show.
How do you have a riot on ice?
Buy a ticket. No, it was one of the cute little seven dwarfs in the ice show, Dopey.
Dopey? I saw that show. He looked like a nice little fella. What'd he do?
Filleted Snow White with his racing skates.
What happened?
Apparently Snow White drank all of his gin. Marmoside finally found him hiding under a school cap at Paran Primary.
Oh. Well, what do we have to do?
Well, we've got to make it sort of legit. So we fill out a charge sheet, whack you in a cell, square it with the sergeant, then I'll call your wife and she can come pick you up.
Right.
Now, what did you do?
I don't know. What do you have to do to get arrested?
Something naughty, like wee-wees and poo-poos in a public place, to wit, Meyer's window, anything.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I've got an account there.
Well, for a start, you're meant to be drunk, right?
Well, I was drunk.
Well, where were you?
Well, I don't know. I was drunk.
For the charge sheet.
Oh, how about I thought I was a salmon going upstream to spawn and you found me trying to swim up the windows of the art gallery?
Yeah, but no, they turn the water off the windows at night.
Why?
To stop drunks who think they're salmon trying to swim up the windows.
Yeah.
By the way, how long have you known Liz?
I only met her last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's quick. Well, how was she?
Pardon?
In bed, Liz, how was she?
Oh, no, I don't like talking about it.
No, come on, how was she? Good?
Well...
Great. Was she great?
Well...
Fantastic. She was fantastic, wasn't she?
Well...
I knew, you lucky bastard.
No, to be honest, I have had better.
Really? Why were they better?
Because I can remember them.
You mean you were so pissed you... I mean, did you actually make love to her, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did. I think.
You can't remember?
Well, I think I can. I don't know. Let's get on with the charge sheet.
No, think back. You must remember. Now, concentrate. You've just given away all that chocolate milk. Yes. You're in her flat. You both take your clothes off and get into her bed.
Yes.
Now, what happened?
I flaked.
No.
I chundered.
No.
You're right. That was the other night with, what's-her-name?
Who?
My wife.
Oh. Well, what happened?
I don't know. You tell me. Ask Liz. Why are you so interested? I mean, you're married. You've got Debbie.
That's why I'm so interested in Liz.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
No, come on, fair enough. Debbie's a very nice girl, good wife, and I really love her.
But she's not Liz, though, is she?
No.
No.
Well, let's get on with this bloody charge sheet. Let's say I found you swimming in a fountain.
Right. Wrong. I can't swim.
A fountain's only 6 inches deep.
Doesn't matter. She knows I hate water. I almost drowned in the bath once.
When?
When I was 8 months old. I got my head stuck in my nappy. It was terrible. I couldn't even scream help.
Why not?
Well, I hadn't learned the word yet. Besides, why would there be a hot iron in the fountain?
Oh, yeah. How about this? Being smashed, you decided to wash the dog.
Why?
It was dirty. And seeing as though the car was dirty too, you decided to kill two birds with one all-night car wash.
Yes, go on.
So you left the windows down so the dog could get washed too.
I usually hose him.
Shut up. Who's doing this arrest, me or you? However, you forgot you were in the car and you got drenched.
All right.
So you went to a laundromat, took off your shirt and got into a fight with an old lady.
Why?
It was her iron. She calls the cops. We arrive, you chuck the iron at me and I arrest you.
Fantastic. I love it.
Okay, what's your name?
Colin.
Your full name?
Colin Roberts.
That all? Any middle name?
Well...
Come on.
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yes, bloody Jennifer.
Why, in all his wisdom, did your father call you Jennifer?
He named me after his ferret.
Why did he name you after his ferret?
Because it was a lady ferret.
I'm beginning to regret I ever met you.
Well, it's simple, really. Dad used to breed ferrets.
Get away.
And I was born the day Jennifer, his pride and joy, won the Open Ferret Championship in Wagga.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, it's very big. In Wagga.
It would be.
So Dad, who was a bit pissed, by mistake put Jennifer's name on my birth certificate. Then Jennifer, who was also a bit pissed, because Dad slipped her some victory champagne, got confused and ran up my grandmother's leg and she died of a heart attack.
The ferret?
My grandmother. So that's why when people ask me how I'm called Jennifer... I usually say I'm named after my grandmother because it's easier than going through the whole story that I've just gone through.
Thank you. You got a fag?
No, I'm out. Do you have a machine here?
No, someone stole it.
Oh.
Look, I'll finish this off, call your missus, then whip down the road and get some fags. Come on, I'll put you in a cell.
A cell?
Look, don't worry. When I get back, I'll fix it up with the sergeant. Now, come on.
All right.
You calling Jennifer Roberts?
Yes, that's right.
Jennifer?
My grandmother's name.
Right. Okay, Constable, take him to the van.
What van? Where am I going?
You're going to court.
Court? Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm here with a friend of mine. I'm only pretending to be arrested.
Good. Well, if you'll go with this pretend constable in the pretend van to the pretend court...
No, really, no. Bob brought me here. I'm a friend of his. Ask him. Hasn't he told you?
Bob who?
Bob. Bob Thing. Well, I don't know his name. Bob the policeman.
Ah, yes. Bob the friendly policeman. He's a mate of Mr. Plod's, isn't he? Don't muck me about, mate.
Look, please, wait a couple of minutes. He's just gone to get some cigarettes, and then he's going to call my wife to pick me up, and then he's going to let me go.
Quite the Boy Scout is our little Bob. Look, you're on the charge sheet. You're going to court. Now move.
Oh.
Colin Jennifer Roberts, how do you plead?
Can I approach the bench? Because this whole thing's gotten out of control. You see... Bob, the bloke who arrested me, only did it as a favour because I burnt my shirt and the milk...
How do you plead?
Guilty.
Thank you. In that case, I find the charges proven. The court takes into account that this is your first offence with a hot iron. You are fined $200 or in default 10 days imprisonment.
Thank you.
Next.
The Chocolate Milkman was written by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. You heard Graham Kennedy, Nolene Brown, Robin Nevin, Peter Whitford, Kev Goldsby, and Graham Russ. Sound effects by Steve Collins. Recorded and engineered by Michael Byrne. Produced by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. Executive producer, Julianne Ford. Graham Kennedy's RS Playhouse is an RS production.
for the ABC.